Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where we give you the most value, the most information in the shortest time possible. Today, we're talking about the five ways to determine your ideal customer. This is your target customer. Picture a bullseye. This is the person that, man, if you figure out who this is, if you can figure out how to message them, you know, you have gotten a great first start on your business. It's hard to catch a fish when you don't know what bait it likes. It's hard to catch a fish where you don't know if it's more likely to enjoy sun or it likes to be in the shade. Okay? It's the same thing when you're trying to catch a target customer. You're like an FBI profiler. All right, so let's get started. First thing you want to do is you want to ask yourself, who is most likely, demographically, to buy and or use your product or service? Okay, so let's create this FBI profile. Age, race, right? Do they live in the country, city? Are they suburban? What's their education level? All these things matter. Watch your political campaigns right now. They're trying to hit every one of these demographics, and they have a prediction for every one of these demographics. So don't act like they're not important, and don't act like, oh, everybody's the same. Well, it doesn't seem to be the same. A Democrat will tell you, we do better here, and Republicans will tell you, we do better here. And there's messaging that is different. How you target a sub-20-year-old is different than how you target somebody in their mid-30s and married with kids. Much different than somebody middle age. Much different than somebody who's a senior. Somebody who lives in the suburbs probably has a different need than somebody who lives in the country. You just got to be realistic. So you need to create an FBI profile on who is the most likely to buy what it is you're selling. Okay? And that leads to my second question. Who is in most need of what it is you have, your product and or service? Simple example. I have a home service companies. I do not target people that live in apartments or rental properties. Well, why? They don't own the property. Why would they make a high level investment in all the various services that we offer? That is a waste of money. So when I do direct mail, I don't go to those homes. When I buy TV advertising, I go to more of, you know, something that's probably going to get the person who's more likely to own a home. Okay? A higher demographic. Okay? Somebody who's probably has a little bit better job, a little later in the stages of life. That's my demographic. So you need to ask who is most in need of your product or services. An example, I love teaching people how to start and grow businesses. So if I was going to create a course, as exciting as it is, the pre-30-year-old market, they're the ones that are most likely on social media. You know what I happen to know for sure? That 3% of all startups are people under the age of 30. That's pretty alarming. Most people don't know that. I do know that. So I know they may be excited about starting a business, but the fact is whether they're actually going to do it, do they have the capital to do it? Do they have the experience required? I know that they probably need to be 30 or over. You go, well, I know a person who started it. That's true. I started my businesses pre-30. I'm just telling you statistically, and I like to have data. Data removes emotion. So I would target my course to people 30 or over, and actually between 30 and 55 is the absolute sweet spot. What I'm trying to tell you is I want to remove emotion from this. So again, I'm an FBI profiler. Have you ever watched, Criminal Minds? That's what we're doing right now. So who is in most need of my product and or service? Okay, who is my competition targeting? Well, if you see your competition running a TV commercial during a certain show, just ask why. I mean, if it's a company that's been in business a while and they're a pretty sharp company, there's probably a reason for it. So if you want to start a business, look for competitive businesses and mirror what they're doing. From what I understood, Hardee's would just put the Hardee's as close as they could to an existing McDonald's location. They basically let McDonald's do the hard work for them instead of doing site evaluations. They're like, well, if it's good enough for McDonald's, it's good enough for us. So who is your competition marketing to? All right, next. Who can afford my product and or services? Again, I kind of talked about it in the companies that I own. There's people under the age of 30 probably are not my ideal demographic. Sure, could they use my company? Yes, but they're the outlier. I don't want to market to the outlier, the 1 in 10. I want to market to the 9 in 10. I'm trying to make marketing easy. And that's why I don't pick businesses. I don't start businesses where my target customer is like a one-eyed leprechaun. And after you do this exercise, you might find it is. So who can afford my product and or services? This is important. Again, mine's higher end. So my TV marketing is typically higher end. That's why I do golf events on Saturdays and Sundays. They're a higher end person. I use the Hallmark Channel. I love Hallmark Channel from Thanksgiving through Christmas. It's typically families. I do news, evening news. Great demographics for us. Our digital marketing, same thing. I own a digital marketing company that works specifically with small businesses. Okay, we got to know this information. Again, so we're creating an FBI profile, or I'm a campaign manager for, you know, somebody running for office. Either of them, we're doing the exact same thing. Next, I want to constantly survey my existing customers to confirm who they are. What I've learned over time is that my target customer has expanded. It has expanded and their needs have expanded. Okay, your area can become more wealthy. It can also become more depressed financially. And it's possible. I mean, we've all been in those small towns where all the businesses are kind of, you know, boarded up. Why? Because they didn't start keeping, they weren't following the demographic shift. So you need to be alert to demographic shifts. You want to make sure that your target customer is not getting narrower and narrower every year, or getting more expensive to reach, but yet what you're selling them is not getting, you know, as profitable. You got to keep track of all these things. You've got to know who your target demographic person is, just like an FBI profiler. Real quickly, these are the five ways that I do it. I ask who is most likely demographically to buy or use my product or service. Who is most in need of it? Example, a tub where the side opens up and you sit down in. It's probably going to be somebody over the age of 60. Okay, pretty simple. I'm not going to be marketing during the football game. All right. What is your competition? Who is your competition targeting in their marketing? Who are they going after? What does their marketing efforts look like? Who can afford your product and or service? Next, survey your existing customers to confirm who they are. Make sure that you're still aware of who you're trying to target. It's possible it has expanded and it is possible it has contracted. But you always want to have a current FBI profile on your target customer. It's hard to market to somebody that you don't know who it is. It's hard to message somebody that you don't know who the age is. It's hard to market to somebody that you don't know what they want. It's hard to market to somebody that there's a price variation. There's language that you use. There's ways that you market a higher end client than you do to a client who's not apt to spend as much. All right. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. We talked about the five ways to determine your ideal target customer. It's hard to have an effective marketing strategy if you don't know what I just shared with you. And I get DMs constantly, I'm having trouble attracting customers. It's probably because of two things. Number one is you don't know who your target customer is. And number two is you're not spending enough money to reach them. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, where in the shortest amount of time, we try to give you the most value to equip, encourage, and educate startup entrepreneurs and owners that are just a little stuck right now and need to grow. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk again soon.